This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, you think cracking Google up is impossible. It's not. But once there's institutional resistance to something, it's hard to get people to get out of where they've been, of letting Google spy on you, letting Facebook spy on you, letting these groups abuse you. But once you do it, it's game over. That's why I made such a big deal out of having the top Google executive over censorship admitting they're going to steal the 2020 election. So here's Ted Cruz. It's up on Infowars.com. Grilling Google and hearings today about it. Then Paul Watson's taking over. Here it is.
A lot of Americans have concerns that big tech media companies, and Google in particular, are engaged in political censorship and bias. As you know, Google enjoys a special immunity from liability under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. The predicate for that immunity was that Google and other big tech media companies would be neutral public fora. Does Google consider itself a neutral public forum?
Thank you, Senator. Yes, it does.
Okay. Are you familiar with a report that was released yesterday from Veritas that included a whistleblower from within Google, that included videos from a senior executive at Google, and then included documents that are purportedly internal PowerPoint documents from Google?
Yes, I heard about that report in industry news.
Have you seen the report?
No, I have not.
So you didn't review the report to prepare for this hearing?
It's been a busy day, and I have a day job, which is digital well-being at Google. So I'm trying to make sure I keep the trains on the
track. This hearing is impinging on your day job.
It's a great opportunity. Thank you.
One of the things in that report, and I would recommend people interested in political bias at Google watch the entire report and judge for yourself. There's a video from a woman, Jen Janai. It's a secret video that was recorded. Jen Janai, as I understand it, is the head of, quote, responsible innovation for Google. Are you familiar with Ms. Janai?
I work in user experience, and I believe that AI group is somebody we worked with on the AI principles, but it's a big company, and I don't work directly with Jen.
Do you know her or no?
I do not know Jen.
Okay. As I understand it, she is shown in the video saying, and this is a quote, Elizabeth Warren is saying that we should break up Google. And like, I love her, but she's very misguided. Like, that will not make it better. It will make it worse. Because all these smaller companies who don't have the same resources that we do will be charged with preventing the next Trump situation. It's like a small company cannot do that. Do you think it's Google's job to, quote, prevent the next Trump situation?
Thank you, Senator. I don't agree with that. No, sir.
So a different individual, a whistleblower identified simply as an insider at Google with knowledge of the algorithm, is quoted on the same report as saying, Google, quote, is bent on never letting somebody like Donald Trump come to power again. Do you think it's Google's job to make sure, quote, somebody like Donald Trump never comes to power again?
No, sir, I don't think that is Google's job. And we build for everyone, including every single religious belief, every single demographic, every single region, and certainly every political affiliation.
Well, I have to say that certainly does not appear to be the case. Of the senior executives at Google, do you know of a single one who voted for Donald Trump?
Thank you, Senator. I'm a user experience director, and I work on Google Digital Wellbeing, and I can tell you we have diverse views,
question. Do you know of anyone who voted for Trump?
I definitely know of people who voted for Trump.
Of the senior executives at Google?
I don't talk politics with my workmate.
Is that a no?
Sorry, is that a no to what?
Do you know of any senior executives, even a single senior executive at the company who voted for Donald Trump?
as the digital well-being expert, I don't think this is in my purview to comment on.
So you don't know that. That's all right. You don't have to know.
I definitely do.
Listeners understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton up, okay? But you move a couple hundred thousand dollars or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy been winning. I have labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot in us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks of the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, I know when I smell blood, I know when stuff's unfolding. And Google was set up by the NSA and DARPA and the CIA to dominate the world for America. That's what they told Congress and taxpayers 40 years ago when they set up the whole Internet. But the whole time it was to set up a world government, a surveillance grid for the banks. Well, people got aware of that. And so Google and Facebook and all of them have been lying about the censorship for years. But now they've been caught red-handed. And the article Corporate Media Ignores, red linked on DrudgeReport.com, taking down the video of their own head of censorship, admitting it all. And we have the censored video posted there, and they hope you don't go to DrudgeReport.com and find that InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or Summit.News. That's Paul's site, and spread it. They think you're morons. They think they'll sit there and brag how they're going to steal 2020 and you'll do nothing. But the truth is, congressional hearings are already called, criminal investigations, perjury, it's all happening. Now, separately, as I turn this over to Paul Joseph Watson from the UK, the great job he's going to do, just remember, it's listener support that makes this broadcast possible. And it's human communication that strengthens people. Not communication by bots, not broken text messages, not no one wanting to communicate, all this mental illness, where basic human communication is breaking down. Real human communication and having a memory will be the most valuable thing going into the future, because the average person has less of a memory than a goldfish. I love my crew. They're amazing people. I've had 3 meetings and a 4th this morning, because so much is happening around here, I forget stuff too. That's why I'm saying this is the great asset. And I said a few weeks ago, I want a Clown World shirt for the debates. A limited edition Clown World shirt. And I said, because it's being printed right now, it's not going to be pre-order, because we always say pre-order, but never when you're going to be shipped. I can have 100 meetings. Once a vortex of resistance began subconsciously, it cannot be countermanded or defeated, I've learned. So I say, hey, we're not going to say when it's getting delivered, even though it says pre-ship and pre-order, even though everybody else would tell you, nobody orders it because it doesn't say. We know that'll never happen. So, in 4 meetings, including one this morning, I said, we're going to say takes 2 weeks for delivery because it's being printed right now. We'll have it in a week. It'll be shipped to you. It'd say that. That's fine. I'm going to interdimensionally defeat it right now on air. Watch this. Watch it. 5th meeting, live on air. Let's have it. Clown World, InfoWars.com, ladies and gentlemen. And this is just our test one. It's going to be even bigger on the front, bigger Clown World for everybody. And on the back, look at this, like a concert T-shirt, ladies and gentlemen. Clown World 2020, Cory Booker and all the rest of the usual suspects. And we're going to have live coverage, and there's only 5,000 of these being printed. 5,000, and that's it, and it funds the operation. So it's been changed since the break. It's a Clown World. And we're just living in it. Celebrate the circus and its Democratic debates with this exclusive limited time Clown World shirt. $19.95, really soft, nice, high quality fabric. Whole nine yards for everybody. No reviews yet because nobody's gotten the shirt yet, ladies and gentlemen. And again, it's not pre-order because it ships within 2 weeks. Dun, dun, dun. And yes, we're running store-wide free shipping, 50% off of the supplements and double Patriot points. And that's how we fund this operation. But listen, don't worry about getting your X2 or your fish oil or the 50% off Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula or any of it with this great crew. Just go to drudgereport.com and get that Jamie White article, how the entire corporate media, including Fox News, is ignoring the huge Project Veritas smoking gun, holy grail information. That's all I'm asking. Fox News still not covering Project Veritas Google because they're part of the corporate elite. They want the censorship of their competition. They want to treat us country bubs like we're idiots that fell off a turnip truck last week. But we're not. Thanks to you, the amazing audience, and this amazing crew, and everybody else. We will prevail. Aren't you glad I'm throwing fits on air? Because if I wasn't, we wouldn't be here. I love the crew. I love you, everybody. But I'm pissed, and I want to show Silicon Valley and Eric Schmidt and Sundar Pichai and all these chicken neck criminals that you're not better than us and that you bet on the wrong country and you're going to be defeated. Now, from His Glorious Highnesses, Britannic Majesty Queen Elizabeth II's England, we are joined by Paul Joseph Watson.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Yeah, big updates on the James O'Keefe Project Veritas story. They've got another leak today, of course. He was on your show yesterday talking about new whistleblowers that are about to come out in their droves, specifically from Google. So now they've got a new leak today from Google. It's up on projectveritas.com. Breaking new Google document leaked describing Shapiro Prager as Nazis using the dog whistles. This is a leaked document from a member of Google's Transparency and Ethics Group. And in this message, which is being ping-ponged around the inner sanctum of Google in terms of algorithmic manipulation of content, they say, quote, one of these Google insiders says, quote, remember, this is Transparency and Ethics. If we understand that PragerU, Jordan Peterson, Ben Shapiro et al. Are Nazis using the dog whistles. Okay? PragerU, Ben Shapiro, that is a Jewish operation. Ben Shapiro is Jewish. And now they're literally putting them into the Nazi category. For what purpose? Well, they go on to say.
But you notice that Ben Shapiro and others, Paul, you know, said, oh, it's free market, do it. So now it's going to happen to him. They always come for everybody because we don't stand together.
Precisely. You know, Dennis Prager's Jewish, Ben Shapiro's Jewish. They're literally in their conversation calling them Nazis and then saying, quote, I don't think correctly identifying far-right content is beyond our capabilities. This is now Ben Shapiro and Jordan Peterson are far-right. But if it is, why not go with Meredith's suggestion of disabling the suggestion feature? Okay? The vast majority, or at least the clear majority of views that go to YouTube videos are via YouTube search suggestion feature. I think it's second only after the subscription feature when subscribers get notified. Then the large majority of views after that come from that suggestion feature. So this, again, is clear election meddling, manipulating their own algorithm to downrank people like Ben Shapiro, Dennis Prager, Jordan Peterson, because they're, quote, Nazis. Obviously, that is, on the face of it, a completely ludicrous and absurd claim. So this only backs up what came out yesterday, again, with the Google insider saying they're not going to let Trump 2020 happen, and then they're going to use algorithmic manipulation to ensure that does not take place. Now they're literally naming specific people, saying these are the people we need to target because they're Nazis. And they've already been doing this for best part of a year, probably more. As we've highlighted, you can search the exact title of a YouTube video by someone like Mark Dice about Michelle Obama, for example, and The actual result, the video you're looking for, will not come up until something ridiculous like page 30, buried beneath a wall of mainstream media results that have nothing to do with what you searched for. They've literally broken not only YouTube, which is the second biggest search engine in the world, but also Google.com itself. They've broken their own search engine. That is the extent that this election meddling, that this algorithmic censorship is taking place right now. You can search right now Paul Joseph Watson YouTube, and the top result is some YouTube channel that's about a tenth the size of mine, somebody doing an impression of me. Okay? They've broken their own search engine to suppress conservative commentators. They've done it deliberately. Sundar Pichai got up in front of a hearing and lied about it. It was perjury, saying they had no partisan algorithmic manipulation. We already knew they'd been doing it for months. Now they've got a document from inside Google where it's a Google executive, or at least an engineer, admitting that they want to remove views from conservative commentators based on this hysterical Trump derangement syndrome position that Ben Shapiro, a Jewish guy, is a Nazi. This is how bad it's become. We'll be back, Infowars.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Analysis, reports, it's the Alex Jones Show, and now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
People seem to forget that we already have red flag smoking gun evidence of election meddling when it comes to Google, which owns YouTube. Remember the referendum in Ireland on abortion, whether to legalize it in Ireland, earlier this year? Well, days before that vote, in Ireland, you had an article by a Slate writer who was complaining that there were too many pro-life videos at the top of YouTube's search results, YouTube being the second biggest search engine in the world, days before a referendum on legalizing abortion in Ireland. She complained to YouTube, Google-owned YouTube on the Friday. By the Monday, they had changed the search results for the first page of search results when people search for abortion or pro-life terms. Again, doing the bidding, immediately caving to these activists who pretend to be journalists days before an election to manipulate their own search engine, which, as the studies of Dr. Robert Epstein have proven, can shift millions of votes on election day. He said, quote, "I estimate conservatively they could shift upwards of 12 million votes." That was based on a study of the biggest democratic election in the world in India. And he also said Google helped shift 2 to 3 million votes in Hillary Clinton's favor simply with biased search algorithms, simply by ranking certain search results above others. You saw it yesterday with the insider whistleblower from Google, where they would type in Hillary Clinton emails. The autocomplete suggestion was removed. It wasn't removed for Donald Trump emails, despite there being vast interest right before the election in Hillary Clinton's deleted emails. So you had an exact concrete example of election meddling with the Irish abortion referendum question. And everybody seems to gloss over that. Pichai gets up in front of a hearing under oath and says they don't, quote, manually intervene for partisan purposes. Yes, they do. They did it then, days before a national referendum on a massive subject in a major Western country. How is that not an example of election meddling? And these New York Times journalists and others react to the latest Project Veritas release and say, "I don't see any evidence of partisan bias in this." They've literally got a leaked document from a discussion of Google transparency and ethics people from within Google saying we need to censor Ben Shapiro because he's a Nazi. How is that not political bias? How obvious does it need to get? I mean, you've got the bill by Senator Hawley right now to strip them of immunity under Section 230 of the Decency Communications Act. You've got Ted Cruz talking about it. Now, slowly, we see today some actual mainstream news coverage of this huge Project Veritas bombshell, but only in British newspapers. You've got The Sun, you've got The Daily Mail talking about it. As Alex Jones said, Fox News have done nothing whatsoever, because Fox News are the token conservatives for big tech. As long as they say, oh, we're not doing anything mean to Fox News, so we're not biased, that's how they can justify that warped suggestion, that warped excuse in their own minds, even though you've got flagrant proof of it happening right before your eyes. And I've talked about it before. They've literally broken their own search engines to the point where I can search for articles with the almost exact headline with my name that I wrote, because I reference back articles when I'm writing about the same subjects, Or I can search for a Breitbart article about a subject. For example, I was doing it the other day. I was trying to search for the statistics on knife crime in the UK and who was committing the knife crime, because I remember that Breitbart had done an entire article quoting the government body about the statistics on knife crime in the UK. You type into Google, and it's just a bunch of hit pieces against Breitbart. You can't even find what you need anymore, because they've broken their own search engine to that extent. You go on DuckDuckGo, you go on even Bing, you get completely different results. They are changing the course of reality. They are censoring people via their algorithms, and they are meddling in elections. What was it? Facebook. The Russians spent a total of, what was it, like $4,000 on ads on Facebook for the entire election campaign. Yeah, we had a hysterical news cycle that was repeated over and over again, that Russians meddled in the election with Facebook ads, that Russians meddled in Brexit with Facebook ads. They spent virtually nothing on ads. And some of those ads were left-wing. They were pro-Black Lives Matter stuff. So the media hyperventilates over Russians buying Facebook ads to the tune of $4,000, which is absolutely nothing. It's a pathetic amount of money. That goes on for years. Now we have Google insiders openly admitting they break their own search engine to meddle in elections. Trump 2020, the Irish abortion referendum. We had Spain. The Vox party in Spain, days before the election, their pages, millions of people who were supporting the Vox populist party in Spain, millions of people on numerous large pages completely deleted by Facebook. Days before a national election. That is election meddling. Vox's YouTube channel was completely deleted last week. Again, that is meddling in the policies of a country. How many other examples do we need to see before we have some actual teeth in any actual bills, or before we get conservative ink behind this? How many people need to be banned? How many people need to be shadow banned? Absolutely incredible. Again, this shifts millions of votes on election day. You had Candace Owens' Blexit website completely buried. When you searched for Candace Owens' Blexit website, it was buried on page two. Some completely unrelated website was thrown up in first place. Absolutely incredible. Then, of course, you have the whole demonetization issue, which came to the fore with Crowder and Vox a couple of weeks ago, where it's now to the point that I can upload a video which is not advertiser-friendly, none of them are, but it becomes advertiser-friendly when a third party claims copyright on a tiny bit of music that runs for like 3 seconds in that video. Now, I don't really care. It's better than the old system where they would just take down the video immediately. But why does my video only become advertiser-friendly when a large corporation claims income from it? Their system is completely broke. And then you've got a tier of premier privileged creators like CNN, like all the Comedy Central left-wing late-night comedy shows, who can talk about any subject whatsoever. They can talk about ISIS terrorism. They can talk about immigration. They can make homophobic jokes like Stephen Colbert did. Does it affect their advertising? No. Ads on every single video, because they're in the special class. They are immune from YouTube's own terms of service, which are then deliberately altered, skewed, to punish conservative commentators and anyone else that basically differs from the progressive orthodoxy. Absolutely incredible. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about another big tech platform, WordPress, who recently deleted a blog called the Heart East blog, which again was right of center commentary. And now they're giving a platform to a literal paedophile and a convicted child porn peddler to say how much he's attracted to Desmond is Amazing, the 12-year-old drag queen kid. We'll be back with that and more on the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Now go away.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. That just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, so are you, and I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
So remember when Vice.com, which absolutely hates my guts and it's hilarious, they literally send spies to comedy nights in London to spy on my reaction to jokes. That's how obsessed they are. Remember when Vice gave a platform to Todd Nickerson, an admitted paedophile, and they gave him a platform to talk about how much he lusts after 6-year-old girls, literally while playing dreamy footage of a little girl twirling in the background as he talked about masturbating over her. They literally did that. I mean, Salon.com did it before them, but at least Salon.com was moral enough to delete their articles, which were penned by this monster, whining about how right-wing people don't like him. His article's still up at Vice.com, of course. He's the victim. He's targeted by vigilantes, the literal wannabe child molester. So they will give a platform to paedophiles, another big tech platform, which has given a platform to an admitted paedophile, is WordPress. You remember that WordPress, a couple of months ago now, banned a blog called Heart East. It was called Chateau Heart East. It was a right-of-center commentary blog. It wasn't a white supremacist blog. It wasn't a neo-Nazi blog. It was right-of-center. They banned the blog entirely. The guy's entire, what, 3-4 year archive of posts was immediately deleted. Some people would say, why didn't you get a .com? I mean, that is a good point. Why would anyone be stupid enough to trust WordPress with their entire back catalogue of work? But the fact is, they banned him, deplatformed him, got rid of his entire blog. Somebody who's still got a blog on WordPress is an individual called Tom O'Carroll. Tom O'Carroll is a former chairman of the now disbanded Paedophile Information Exchange. Remember that? That was a big paedophile normalization group, which included members of the left-wing Labour Party in Britain, a group that campaigned for the age of consent to be lowered to 4 years old. He was the chairman of that group. This is who WordPress is giving a platform right now. He was also a member of the International Paedophile and Child Emancipation Group. Now, O'Carroll was jailed in December 2006, convicted and jailed for 2.5 years for conspiring to distribute a cache of child pornography obtained from his co-defendant, which contained 50,000 indecent images of children. O'Carroll has repeatedly campaigned for the normalization of sexual relations with children and sees nothing wrong with pedophilia. And this is all in the article up on Summit.news called Pedophile and Convicted Child Porn Peddler Says Desmond is Amazing is, quote, hot. He's written an article, which is linked in this Summit News article, if you want to read it, it's disgusting, in which he writes, quote, child drag artist Desmond is Amazing is indeed amazing and hot. No wonder 11-year-old Desmond Napoli and other kids daringly diving into drag culture right now have provoked right-wing reactionaries into paroxysms of moral outrage. Yes, because we're the bad guy. The people who point out that having 11-year-old children dance around in skimpy outfits in front of people in gay bars in New York while they throw money at him, we're the bad guys. We're not progressive enough. So in this article, he goes on to argue that, quote, a scantily clad Desmond, those are his words, accepting, quote, tips from an audience apparently wild with excitement, he's talking about the New York gay bar, is, quote, far more than just a celebration of gender diversity or an innocent display of precocious performance talent. Remember, as I read these words, this is a guy who is an admitted paedophile and who has been convicted and jailed for distributing and viewing child pornography. He's lusting after an 11-year-old kid. He was 11 at this point. I think he's 12 now. He's justifying, saying that it was right for people to be wild with excitement as this poor victim of a child, that's how I look at him, was made to dance around at a New York gay bar while people threw money at him. That's completely normal. There you see his mother, and we had the article about 10 days ago now, appearing on Australian television, saying that it was completely normal for him to be dancing in front of a gay club in New York while people threw money at him. In fact, her own words were, quote, I don't understand what the controversy is. So this paedophile, convicted child pornographer, writes in his blog, which is hosted by WordPress, which deplatforms right-wing people for hate speech but allows paedophiles to lust after children. Quote, it says loud and proud, I am a sexy kid with sexy feelings. It's totally cool for grown-ups to get turned on by me. I love it. That's why I do this stuff. It's great. It's fun. It's me. Those are his words talking about an 11-year-old child saying that it's great for him to be turning on adults, by which he means paedophiles like himself. He goes on to call conservatives desperate to pretend that, quote, kids have no erotic dimension. Now, I haven't read WordPress's terms of service, but I would tend to imagine that they don't allow paedophiles on there to lust after children. This blog has been up for over a month. People have talked about it. People have complained about it. It's still there. Now, I don't even care if they deplatform him. I don't want them to ban him, because I'd rather monsters like this be out in the open where we can see what they're doing and what they're saying. But again, it shows you the absolute double standard, and it shows you the sickness that riddles society, where all these big mainstream media networks put this poor victim of a child on a stage to normalize drag queen children, and to put him in front of actual paedophiles like this old Carol monster to lust after him on the internet. Absolutely incredible. And of course, Desmond is amazing. Was previously involved in Drag Queen Storytime, in which drag queens visit schools and libraries across America to read to children because it's progressive. As we covered many times before, one of the participants at a Drag Queen Storytime event in Houston, 32-year-old Albert Garza, later turned out to be a registered sex offender who was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy in 2008. This guy who's talking about lusting after a kid is an admitted paedophile, a convicted child pornographer, and he's allowed to have a blog on WordPress in which he describes in great detail how he thinks this, quote, scantily clad boy is sexy and hot. This is literally on a WordPress blog right now. Are they going to deplatform him? Are they going to ban him? I guess nothing whatsoever is going to happen, but they will continue to ban people who have right-of-center opinions because they're progressive. Absolutely incredible. Then we have this up on Summit.News. New Vermont law would require taxpayers to fund sex change operations for children. Now, I've talked about this in the UK. You have tons of surgeons and doctors at the Tavistock Institute in London quitting because they're being forced to perform sex reassignment treatment on children as young as six. And I quoted the numbers. It went from a few dozen minors asking for this treatment back in, I think it was less than 10 years ago, to now it's over 2,000. So it's probably times by about 500% over the past 10 years. And obviously that is because it's this warped gender ideology is being imposed on them by their parents. They're the victims, and now huge numbers of people are quitting because they're refusing to conduct this treatment on little boys and girls as young as six. So a new law in Vermont would require taxpayers to fund sex change operations for minors and could even allow such procedures to occur without parental permission. This is a new regulation from the Department of Health Access, which would require, said it would require persons under the age of 18 to get parental consent. But then it says, if the minor is emancipated by court order, parental guardian permission is not required. So this would allow, for the first time, minors under the age of 21 to get a sex change reassignment operation on taxpayer expense. How do you feel about that if you live in Vermont? You will literally be asked to pay through your taxes to fund sex change operations for children. Absolutely sick.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now
for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are back in the final segment. Before I hit some final news stories, I just want to tell you about the great special available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Obviously, we're under constant assault from all sides. They're absolutely panicked and frustrated that they haven't managed to sink InfoWars yet, and that's because of you, your support, you getting the products. We don't get 250 million debt write-downs from George Soros like Vice.com does. We're dependent entirely on you, which is why we remain independent in our content. So we have Save InfoWars Emergency Special, 50% off all InfoWars Life formulas, and free shipping, as well as double Patriot points. This is going to be available for a limited time only. Get 50% off on all InfoWars Life formulas, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. This could be your last chance to stock up on top InfoWars Life formulas before they're completely out of stock. We're already, the warehouse has confirmed, selling out of Survival Shield, X2, Nascent ID, Super Male Vitality, and DNA Force. Now is the time to secure your order before they completely sell out. take advantage of this massive special and support the defense of free speech and reality at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, you can get the new Clown World t-shirt. That's not going to stick around for long, so be sure to get your hands on one of those. Also, bodies, 50% off. Brainforce and TurboForce are also excellent products. Now, let's talk about Trump's rape accuser, because obviously she had a complete bizarro meltdown on CNN last night with Anderson Cooper telling him that rape is sexy. Now, first she said that basically Trump didn't rape her, he threw her down. Trump, of course, denies everything. Cooper said, "I think most people think of rape as violent assault." And E. Jean Carroll responded by saying, quote, "I think most people think of rape as being sexy." And as Cooper desperately fumbled around and tried to cut to the adverts, she followed up with, quote, "Think of the fantasies." And as you can see in this clip, she fixes him with a glare and says, "You're fascinating to talk to." And then Anderson Cooper kind of laughs nervously and she looks absolutely cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And he finally manages to cut to a break. Now, that made the rounds this morning for the right reasons. It was absolutely insane. What most people don't realize is Mrs. Carroll seems to have had a rape fixation for quite a while, specifically for 25 years. We have another story at Summit.News. Trump rape accuser once said, quote, "Women love the idea of being dragged into a cave by a man." So this was a conversation on Charlie Rose's show, who, by the way, later got accused by 35 different women of sexual abuse and assault, back in 1995, nearly 25 years ago. The topic of conversation veered into how, according to Carroll, women were obsessed with men. Now, her fellow guest on the show commented, quote, "Yeah, but there's a lot of rules. You can't walk out of a cave with a club and drag a woman back." Trump's rape accuser, Miss E. Jean Carroll, responded by saying, "Jimmy, women love that." So she's basically saying that women love at least rape fantasies, if not rape itself. That is the connotation of what she's saying with that response. She then asked Charlie Rose, "When was the last time you took a big old club?" Yeah, this actually happened. So she's on, I think it was CNN back then when Charlie Rose was on, I think it was, 25 years ago, basically saying that women find it sexy, women love it, the idea of a man with a club, a caveman with a club, dragging them back into a cave, and you know what happens next. So she was talking about rape fantasies 25 years ago. She was on Anderson Cooper talking about rape fantasies last night. This is their big credible rape accuser with Trump. Kind of collapsed, hasn't it? Just like all the others. There was one back in 2017, I remember, who went on Megyn Kelly's show and said that Trump asked her for her phone number and she described that as sexual assault. Like, the bar is pretty low at this point. But again, they always go back to the Access Hollywood tape. They let you grab them by the pussy. Well, even though that was, some would call it disgusting locker room talk, his own rhetoric suggested consent. And this woman was literally on CNN 25 years ago talking about rape fantasies. Absolutely incredible. But Newsbusters reports ABC-CBS omit Trump accuser describing rape as sexy to Anderson Cooper. All three networks Tuesday morning covered the sexual assault allegations by Elle magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll against President Trump, with NBC being the only network of the three to just do a brief on the story. However, the networks omitted the accuser's very odd behavior and comments during the interview with Anderson Cooper. ABC gave a full-fledged report on the accusation. Now, Good Morning America anchor Cecilia Vega described Trump's response to Carroll's allegation with a disgusted look on her face. But then when it came to Carroll herself, they omitted the worst part of her conversation with Anderson Cooper, where she said that most people think rape is sexy. Ask yourself why they would omit that. Does that show a hint of partisan journalistic bias that the very moment where her credibility completely collapsed, as if it hadn't already, is edited out by the big news networks. Don't think we'll be seeing much more of Mrs. Carroll in the near future. Moving on, UK, Lloyds Bank offers its staff acid attack guidance, because diversity is a strength. Lloyds Banking Group in the UK is offering its staff acid attack guidance as corrosive substance attacks continue to rise across the country. Here you see one on video right now. These two individuals who got back in the car and sped off after acid attacking two other individuals had reportedly carried out a separate acid attack in London earlier the same day, dressed in Islamic headscarves to hide their identity, because diversity is a strength. And now an image posted to social media shows a sheet of instructions telling employees what to do in the event of an attack. So this information guideline was posted at a branch, I presume it's a branch, of Lloyds Bank somewhere in the United Kingdom. It's been circulating on social media. It says, quote, immediately wash affected body part of patient with plenty of fresh water. Lean forward so the water does not move the acid to other parts of your face and body. And they've been convenient enough to include under this instruction sheet four large bottles of water which can be used for the next acid attack victim to treat them in their branch. That's very considerate of them because diversity is a strength. According to the National Police Chiefs Council, London now has one of the highest rates of recorded acid and corrosive substance attacks per capita in the world. We also have the knife crime. That's just an added little bonus. There are 15 acid attacks in the UK every week, with three quarters taking place in London. This compares to just two a month from 2007 to 2011. So it sparked rapidly after 2011, after the London riots. Knife crime across the country also continues to rise. And in terms of knife crime, in fact, I've got a video coming out probably tomorrow. London is a bleep hole, that's what it's called. Where they ask Sadiq Khan, once again, what he's going to do about violent crime. What he's going to do about all crime. Robberies are up 65% in London since Sadiq Khan took power as mayor. Knife crime is up 55%. Rape is up 45%. So in a committee meeting, they confronted Sadiq Khan with these statistics. And what was his response? His response was to say, London is safe. And diversity is always a strength. Black SNUI professor says he feels happy seeing white homeless people begging for food. This was in an article called Seeing Poor White People Makes Me Happy, where he literally talks about how Martin Luther King was completely wrong and that you shouldn't judge people on the content of their character. You should judge them on the color of their skin, the exact opposite message of MLK. And he said, white people begging us for food feels like justice. It feels like Afrofuturism after America falls. It feels like a black nationalist wet dream. It has the feels I rarely feel, a hunger for historical vengeance, satisfied so well I rub my belly. What kind of sick, demented, soulless, inhumane freak would see a poor homeless person on the street, be they black or white, and be glad about it and be happy about it? Because they're the racists. Basically, he's written an article saying, I'm a racist, I hate white people, I want them all to die. And of course, he's a professor at SNUY, he's teaching your kids. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at summit.news. Sign up for the newsletter. Coming up next is War Room with Owen Schroyer. Don't go away, more news coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.